everyone. It is 8:30. Welcome, welcome. Today is what one considers a fun day, back-to-back meetings with budget and negotiating and final mandates and MTBPS and everything. So I'm going to jump right in. We're going to start with introducing the members. We don't have any officials today, but I'm going to ask that the persons at the back also just introduce themselves also for the record. And then afterwards, the proceedings are going to be is that I'm going to then table the draft minutes of the Select Committee of Appropriations from the NCOP with the document with the responses the National Treasury has sent. If there's any input or comments that members would like to make, I will then open that up on those responses that we received. And then after that, we then need to decide whether, based on this information, whether we would like to recommend the support or the not supporting of the bill. And then based on that, we will then have a final mandate to then send to the NCOP. After that, we will be considering and adopting the draft committee report on provincial economic review and outlook, as well as the municipal economic review and outlook. That is the document that was distributed last week for everyone to read through. And we will then consider that. And then we will just be doing consideration and adoption of committee meeting minutes. And then obviously if there are any other extra resolutions and actions at the end of the meeting. Members, I would just ask that you all introduce yourself first, please.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Ricardo McKenzie.
Good morning. Wendy Philander.
Good morning. Cameron Dagmore.
Good morning. Mubi Mohammed.
Thank you so much. And I've received an apology just from Member Brinkhuis as well. Okay. So, members, I now open up. I table the... Okay. Let me use the word table afterwards. I put the document draft minutes that we were emailed of the Select Committee on Appropriations, NCOP, and the responses from National Treasury before you. Are there any comments on this particular document, Honorable McKenzie?
Yes, Chairperson. As you can see from the several provinces raised the issue of the equitable share, and the response from the National Treasury is actually very disappointing. And the Chairperson of the Standing Committee of the Select Committee also disappointing, indicating that just more must be done to brief provinces on the equitable share. But all provinces, the Northern Cape, the Free State, the Eastern Cape, all of them in the committee, their representatives raised the issue of the equitable share and how it's not enough to deal with some of the challenges experienced in the provinces. Yet the simple response is that people must be more educated on it. I don't think that's appropriate response from National Treasury. So that's a concern I would like to raise on the response on some of the serious measures that were matters that were raised, including the Free State talking about infrastructure, the central province, they are dealing with being a central province. Everybody drives through them, basically, as we all know. And also the drought that we experience in the rural Western Cape, which is the Northern Cape problem and the Free State problem as well. And it seems National Treasury just dismissed these. And it's just concerning to know. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, if none, I have also a few comments. In the responses, I didn't really see what I consider an adequate response on the fact that we mentioned that National Treasury indicated to us that most of the adjustments, the reason that the budget is technically more in terms of money, was it's actually for services that are currently being rendered already, and they're just changing the bank account. So, for example, if National Treasury is paying for 5 rand for pencils, now what they're doing is they're giving the 5 rand to the Western Cape. It looks like the budget increases, but it's actually the Western Cape must now pay for those that for the pencils 5 rand, and that was the admission that National Treasury Mr. Kenyon made last week in the meeting. So for me, that is concerning. That it's yes, the budget's increasing, but it's actually not increasing the service. It's not going to make an impact really on service delivery. I read, for example, also the comments made on the drought, not only by the Western Cape, but the Free State and Northern Cape also raised concerns about the drought. And my concern is that the ILEMA, Letsema grant, that it doesn't actually provide for the type of projects and what do you call it, service delivery that we actually need currently in terms of the drought, but that the drought-related projects are for things that are not imminent. So that's my concern, that it actually doesn't provide that dire need at the moment. And similar with safety, that one of the things that we ask is we need more money to be put under the table for safety in the province, and that doesn't seem to be occurring. Those were my three biggest concerns. Yes, any other comments? Okay. Honourable Dagmar.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. But I do think, you know, what was helpful, and I wasn't there when this particular issue was raised by members of the committee, was the clarification that in regard to what's been in the public domain about the 29,000 public sector employees who earn more than 1 million, it was made clear from National Treasury that most of those, in terms of the occupation-specific dispensation, are actually doctors, you know, because an impression was created in the public domain that, you know, those are just kind of like managers in the public service. But I thought that clarity provided by National Treasury was helpful, because I think in the public domain there isn't that perception that those remuneration levels are linked to occupation-specific dispensation, which is about keeping critical skills within the public service.
Thank you, Honourable Dagmar. Regarding the 29,000, if I remember correctly, I think that only relates to the direct public wage bill, and it doesn't actually include, for example, if Deirdre works for an entity called the Pencil Company that falls under the Department of Education. It doesn't actually include my salary from the Pencil Company as a salary staff member, because the way that is put into the budget is then the department will give to the Pencil Company the money, and then they must pay Deirdre's salary, and that isn't reflected in the 29,000 employees. But it does give us a lot of clarity in terms of the direct employees from the government departments. Honourable McKenzie, I saw your hand.
I hear what the member Dagmar was saying, and I saw the response from Treasury. But I'm surprised, because this is what the minister said in his own budget speech. So unless his officials corrected him afterwards, because I also asked a question last week Friday to our finance spokesperson, is this specific for doctors? Because then one can understand it. And he said, no, the minister clearly said it was non-occupation specific. Remember that? He clearly said the minister, because that's what the minister said in the budget speech. And that's why in the public domain is out there. And unless his officials corrected him afterwards, which is the response, which will make sense, obviously.
The reason I'm raising it, just I think this clarity has now been provided, because there was that confusion, you know, after the budget speech, yeah.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, so are those all the inputs on the responses? Okay. I would then like to ask the committee members what their view is on how we should go about this particular bill. Honourable McKenzie?
Chairperson, I think our mandate should be that we not support the bill based on reasons that we've provided, including that we've now seen that several other provinces have raised similar issues, the equitable share, the drought in the Free State and the Eastern Cape. The Northern Cape and the Free State. The response from Treasury is just to say it's a three-year wage agreement is just not a response. I mean, we're going downhill at the moment, and the negative downgrade the other day, which is likely to become worse in end of Feb after the budget speech, indicate that they're not implementing some of these key recommendations that have been made for the last year. We just continue getting into more debt, more big salary items, etc. That our SOEs has not been dealt with. We now have to give another $2 billion to SOE, which I understand is going to be a special appropriations bill. It's just continuing with the same.
Okay. Honourable McKenzie has put on the table that we do not support the bill. Is there a seconder? Honourable Philander. Honourable Dagmar, you wanted to say something?
Chair, you know, from our side, we do not support the resolution proposed by Honourable Mackenzie. It is clear that there have been concerns raised around issues of equitable share and so on. There's also been clarity provided in terms of the FFC and so on. And generally speaking, I think there's nothing in this in this Division of Revenue Bill which indicates discrimination against the province. I think it's a fair reflection on the National Treasury and its attempt to deal with the issues in terms of this particular bill. So I'm not sure, Chair, whether you need to record, from our side, we would definitely not support, and we would like our objection to that resolution to oppose this Division of Revenue Bill noted.
I am going to record the objection by... okay, so we're recording the objection that Honourable Dagmar has raised in terms of his party, which is the African National Congress. That will then go into a minority view of, because we don't do minority reporting, we have to put the minority view in the report. Okay. Since there is an objection, we have to then go for a vote, if I'm correct. Or do we just... Okay, so we're doing record the minority review in the report. Okay, and I did... Okay. Given that Honourable Philandra did support the recommendation by Honourable Mackenzie, I'm going to then now read out the report.
Can raise your issues.
Final mandate stage.
Sorry.
Draft. Honourable Nkondlo?
Chair, I'm not sure whether we just use the issue of numbers. I would really, because we are in a committee here, I would really just want to understand what is the basis, because I had thought that in the conversation, even the one that we have when the NCOP and Treasury presented, I mean, there is little, if any, unless I think Honourable Mackenzie, as I arrived, I think is speaking about general macroeconomic issues as it relates to DORA and the allocation. What are the basis of, you know, the opposition to the approval or the support of this particular bill? I think I just want to understand. I understand party positions, but I believe when we come here, we speak as a standing committee, and at least things should be convincing from that particular point of view than literally just utilizing numbers. Unless indeed we are saying the Western Cape, when we look at this particular bill, the Western Cape is being, you know, there is somewhere where the Western Cape is being treated, or there is an allocation that has been taken away from the province. I think for me, I think that's the issue that I'm grappling with. Whilst I take the response that you are giving about a minority view. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Nkondlo. So, before you arrived, what I did in the beginning of the meeting is I just set out the procedure that we were going to follow today. And so what I did was I first put the draft minutes of the Select Committee of Appropriations with the responses from National Treasury on the table to say members can have input into these documents before we actually speak about our view on the bill. And then I opened the floor just for views. Unfortunately, I can't convince a member on their reasons for a view on a particular bill, and that is obviously why we opened up for discussion. Once I closed the discussion and I didn't see any hands after that discussion, we then said, okay, the next procedure is we need to record a view on the bill. At that stage, Honourable Mackenzie made a recommendation that we do not support the bill, and Honourable Philandra then seconded, and I then noted Honourable Doug Moore's objection. And that will then go into a minority view as the African National Congress as well. So we are at the stage at the moment now that, given that we have received a resolution and a seconding of it with the objection that will go into the minority view, that the next process is to read out the mandate then of this committee then on behalf of the Western Cape Provincial Parliament. But please know that the comments that have been made by all the various members will be noted and will be recorded as well. If everyone is okay with that, is it possible for myself to go on? Everyone happy? Okay. I will then read this out now. Okay, final mandate stage, report of the Budget Committee on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill B15-2019, Section 76, NCOP, dated 26 November 2019. The Budget Committee, having considered the subject of the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill B15-2019, Section 76, NCOP, referred to the Committee in terms of Standing Rule 217, recommends that this House confers on the Western Cape delegation in the National Council of Provinces the authority to not support the bill. Okay. And then the minority view will include that in terms of Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expressed its minority view that they noted the deliberations of the vote on... Would you like to prefer the wording that you noted the deliberations in the vote or that you support the vote on the bill? What wording would you prefer? Honourable Douglas?
Chair, I think that we support the bill and that we are of the view that the bill in no way discriminates against the allocation of resources to the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Given?
Yeah.
Okay, that is now concluded. Can we please move on to the consideration adoption of the draft committee report on the PERO and the MERO? In terms of Standing Rule 89.1 and 5, the Budget Committee reports to the House the matter referred to it. So this was the document that was submitted to everyone last week. It is the one with the two paragraphs. I will read the draft out so far, and then I will open up for comments on it. The draft report of the Budget Committee, having considered the PERO, I'm just going to shorten it, PERO 2019 and MERO 2019, dated 21 November 2019, as follows. The Budget Committee reports that it convened on 30 September 2019 and has concluded its deliberations on the Western Cape Government, PERO and MERO, referred to it. Again, I am just shortening it. I'm going to open for comments quickly and then we can consider a view on the matter.
I concur.
Okay, so Honourable Mackenzie concurs. Honourable Nkodlo seconds. Oh, Honourable Nkodlo wants to make a comment.
Thank you, Chair. Before I make a comment, I just wanted to maybe to be guided. The purpose for this is just for us to register and note that PERO and MERO were presented. Okay.
So put it on record. Last week we handed out this draft report just so people can read through it before today. And this is just to say that as a Budget Committee, we did have a briefing on this and we did deliberate on the particular matters. And that is it. Okay. So if everyone has been happy with that, we can move on to the minutes. The first minutes is 21st of November 2019 at half past four. we can go through page one if anyone have any edits. Page two, any edits? Honorable Nkondlo?
Page two, edits. I think in the meeting, especially on the public hearing, we also did raise the issue of how we improve public participation in our committee, the budget committee in particular. As an important thing that we need to take up and improve on.
Okay, if I remember correctly, we said something like in the beginning of next year, we need to, as a committee, sit down and try and figure out how we're going to deal with improving public participation on money bills, given the lack of input that this committee historically receives. So if we can maybe just write that in the procedural officer's fancy English, that would be wonderful, please. Okay. If no other edits on page two, could we please have a mover with the edits? Honourable Mackenzie and Honourable Philander seconds. Thank you. And then we go on to the minutes of 22 November. Are there any edits on page 1? Are there any edits on page 2? If none, if I could get a mover for the minutes. Honorable Philander, seconder?
Yeah.
Honorable McKenzie, thank you. Okay. And that is all. If there are no other further matters, then the committee is adjourned. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here today.